Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So I guess the first thing, if you have an animal that is heat stressed or heat stroked, whether it be walking or locked in a car, which would be more obvious if it were locked in a car, you would see it. They become very agitated, very impatient, start panting, just very nervous, real thick drool. If you get up and do a closer examination, many times their tongue or mucous membranes get really dark red, and they just become disoriented and weak if they're walking. The pet can usually just kind of seem to be in a stupor and start stumbling and falling over, sometimes just excessive panting. And you immediately want to get that animal either out of a vehicle for sure or into a shaded area, cool area, so that you can, you know, submerge them either in cool water, not ice-cold water. You don't want to send their body into shock that way. But just cool towels around their, you know, armpit areas, groin, neck. Try to get them down if you can submerge them in a tub or a tub of water of some sort. Do that for a few minutes. Try to get their temperature down, keeping their head up so they don't get any water in their mouth. If they're still coherent, trying to get them to drink cool water. Get them in, you know, to a cool air-conditioned room, maybe put a fan on them, to try to get that body temperature down, because their body temperature can jump just really rapidly. Even walking in just moderate temperatures, many times their temperature will jump. Normal body temperature would be, you know, 100, 101, and it can go up to 106, 108, you know, 110 just very rapidly. And certain breeds, especially flat-faced breed dogs, bulldogs, pugs, Bostons, they have even more of a challenge of cooling off. So it doesn't take them much at all. All dogs can heat stress and heat stroke, but particularly the brachycephalic breeds are much more prone to it. Dogs don't have sweat glands, so they can't really cool off like we do. The only way they have to cool off is panting, and sometimes it's just not enough, and they just can't compensate, and they just really start becoming very disoriented, weak. Sometimes they'll have vomiting. Just depends. Each case is different, but you can see that something's just not right, not the normal behavior of the pet. So you immediately want to, and if you have the capability of getting a temperature, take the temperature. Normal would be 101, and if it's way above that, certainly want to get it cooled off with towels and water and that kind of stuff. But eventually, you know, you want to get it to the vet as soon as you can so that they can start, because they can start having brain damage, kidney troubles, other types of internal organ problems from the heat stroke itself. So those are the main things that, you know, I think some of the cases that we've seen, they just come in with just rapid panting. Sometimes they just are pretty much unable to stand, just laying on their side, and it's just a thick, you know, mucousy kind of saliva discharge from the mouth, bright, dark, kind of brownish red gums. And those are typically what, you know, you would see.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.